This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus relief payments to millions of Americans seems to be less certain after Republicans Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments, something demanded by U.S. President Donald Trump. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. But President Trump dropped his suggestion he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase pandemic support, cheered Trump's statement, but his fellow Republicans refused to agree to the change. Pope Francis said in his Christmas message Friday that fraternity was a watchword for these unusually troubled times, exacerbated by the coronavirus pandemic. He also said fraternity was a watchword for these unusually troubled times, exacerbated by the pandemic. The joy of Christmas celebrations is hampered for many this year by the massive losses caused by the pandemic, and there are dire warnings of darker days ahead. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The death toll from COVID-19 has grown beyond 1.7 million people across the globe, with about 330,000 lives lost in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. The crisis is straining medical systems across the country, especially in California, where more than 2 million people have been infected since the start of the outbreak. ICU units are filling fast. Nurse Jenny Carrillo.
I look into the eyes of someone who's struggling to breathe.
The Los Angeles Health Director says patients are suffocating because of the inflammation in their lungs. Meanwhile, attorneys for churches in Pasadena and Chula Vista, California, are turning to the U.S.